we're going back to what my grandfather did in some ways, but we're using the technology of today and the understanding of yesterday and putting that together to make the next leap ahead. I couldn't agree more.
And what are you seeing as far as soil health and return on investment since you've been doing this? Because obviously it doesn't happen just at the flip of a switch.
No, it doesn't. But your soil health gets better. Your organic matter gets better. You know, we're there in Western Iowa in the Les Hills, and we're 100% no-till, obviously. But generations of tillage, some of the side hills, some of the tops of the hills have eroded over time. And we've been trying to rebuild that organic matter, rebuild that soil structure, and the cover crops really accelerate that. But it doesn't happen over time. And you really need to invest in your planter, and you really need to find what works to be able to terminate that cover crop and things like that. We've identified things. We've made changes to our planter, and it is a big step forward. We have a 500-head cow-calf herd. And we desiccate our soybeans. We'll start harvesting soybeans right after Labor Day, put that cover crop in. The cover crop comes out. What great feed for the cattle. It's a great system, a very sustainable regenerative system.